From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Thousands of pro-opposition marchers, some braving temperatures as low as minus 45 degrees Celsius, rallied in dozens of Russian cities Sunday to back jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to a rally in central Moscow. Police jumped on him and threw him into a bus. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svetanovich reports.
Navalny has already been barred from running in the March 18th election over what he says was a trumped-up suspended prison sentence. Both the United States and European Union have criticized the decision. Regardless, polls show incumbent President Vladimir Putin is on track to easily win. Navalny says while he acknowledges that, his campaign is aimed at lowering voter turnout to try to take the shine off the victory. Police had warned earlier they would harshly suppress any illegal protest activity, and authorities refused to authorize events in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The Kremlin has said the election will be fair and claimed Navalny has minimal support.
Yemen's prime minister is accusing southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden. The fighting killed at least 10 and left as many as 86 wounded, including some civilians. At least a temporary calm returned when Yemeni leaders ordered their forces back to their barracks. The fighting broke out when the president ignored separatists' demands to fire the prime minister, accusing him of corruption. The separatists also accuse Yemeni troops of firing on anti-government protesters. This is VOA News.